Welcome into the Green Zone. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you, presented by BetMGM. I'm live at the fantastic Mandalay Bay Resort Race and Sportsbook. Wes is back at the South Point Hotel, Casino and Spa VSiN Studios. A cast of thousands today on the show. J.J. Leonard, Sean McCollum, Des Schultz, Derek Van Nostrand, Brad Cross, Dakota Kivish-Martin, and Ben Wilson at the controls as we get ready to take you through the next 3 hours of scoring updates and in-game wagering opportunities on a college football Saturday. Wes, good to be with you as always. And boy, your Indiana Hoosiers made a little bit of a run there late in the third quarter against Ohio State at the Horseshoe. They forced Ohio State to attempt a field goal, which was missed. They turned around on offense and were moving the ball. Then the dreaded pick six. We went back to a 21-point margin in favor of Ohio State. But now the Hoosiers making a little run in the fourth quarter again.
Yeah, they hopefully knew that one of their proud alums bet on them in the second half at plus 10, and so far easily covering that number. Indiana just in the end zone. Penix to Ellis on a touchdown pass, 42-28. Game has now gone officially over the total. Of course, this closed at 21 at BetMGM, so Indiana hanging with inside the number. And look, you know, all things considered, Brady, I think, you know, they've shown that they've got a lot of fight, but they've shown, I think, what we knew going into the game is that the team in Scarlet and Gray got more dudes than the team in the Cream and the Crimson has. And that's basically the difference in the game. 42-28 Buckeyes currently with about 12 and a half remaining in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and that game is currently off the board as far as the in-game wagering. Ohio State, again, out in front, 42-28, about 12 minutes to go in the fourth quarter there. Also, Florida at Vanderbilt in Nashville, and the Commodores were making a run in this one, making this game interesting. Florida just got a key stop on defense. Welcome into the Green Zone. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you, updating college football scores across the country. I'm live from the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. Wes Reynolds back at the VSiN Studios at the South Point Hotel, Casino and Spa. Wes, a college football Saturday, of course, 18 games knocked off the schedule today, but we still have plenty of action to go over. And I was talking about Florida down in Nashville to take on Vanderbilt, and the Commodores were putting up quite a fight, and it got a little nervous there for Dan Mullen and company, but now the Gators back out on offense. Kyle Trask already with three touchdown passes today as they hang on to a 31-17 lead about 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, slow start for the Gators. They led by seven at halftime, 31-17 now in Nashville over Vanderbilt. About a little over 9 minutes ago, Florida's got a lot of work to do if they want to cover that pre-flop number of 31, but now laying 20.5 and 56.5, your current in-game total at BetMGM.
And a good one in the Fun Belt, Wes. Appalachian State and Coastal Carolina. This was a matchup that we had been building towards for a while now. The two top teams in the conference. And Coastal Carolina, if it wasn't for a few point after touchdowns missed, they would be in the lead right now. But currently, App State out in front. They were a small underdog, as high as 5 points, got bet down to as little as 3 points. But right now, App State out in front, 23-21.
Yeah, in-game money line currently at BetMGM, App State minus $1.25, take back on Coastal Carolina, even money. And this was kind of that game that we always talk about where you got the upstart team, that being Coastal Carolina, against the more establishment team in Appalachian State, who've been really the best team in the Fun Belt over the last couple of years. So is it show them who's boss, or is it changing of the guard? And right now, nothing yet decided here. Coastal Carolina with the football driving, 622 remaining in this one, and now with the football and in Appalachian State territory, Coastal Carolina flips to the money line favorite. Probably with this close of a game, we might not see spreads here at BetMGM. We might just see money line adjustments. Coastal Carolina minus $1.62, take back on App State plus $1.25.
The marquee game here on the screen at Mandalay Bay is Arkansas hosting LSU. And LSU, this game flip-flopped a lot as far as the point spread, but LSU closed as a small favorite. But right now, Felipe Franks and the Razorbacks getting it done, 24-20, about 8 minutes left in this ballgame, Wes.
Yeah, 24-20, Arkansas, your leader over LSU. And we mentioned that on Betting Across America. I don't know if it's an all-time record, but it's got to be one of the highest in terms of a point spread flip from 1 year to the next. Arkansas last year was a 42-point underdog to LSU in their LSU's historic national championship run and really their generational offense down there in Baton Rouge. And Arkansas actually was the favorite for the majority of the week, and LSU got the late money. But right now, trying to make a comeback, 24-20, LSU with the football on their own 32, 7.5 minutes ago.
And the Florida Gators are in the end zone again. This will give them a cushion that they can feel comfortable with now. 31-17, make it 37-17, a 20-point margin over Vanderbilt. Now the extra point pending and under 7 minutes left to go in that ball game. The in-game market prior to that touchdown, the Gators were laying 20.5. Now the margin exactly that, 20 points. A good one between Texas State and Arkansas State, Wes. Arkansas State closed as a 4.5-point favorite here with a total of 69, and the game is already over the total, 79 points on the board, and Texas State out in front by a field goal, 41-38. Arkansas State remains a 2.5-point favorite in the in-game market.
It's been a long season for all these teams here in 2020, but I don't think any more than Texas State, who has already played 10 games, 1-9 on the season, had a couple unfortunate losses where they probably should have got wins, ball didn't go their way. So they got the support, though. A little bit of the money came on Texas State. They closed at 4.5-point underdogs, currently up 41-38, as you said, a shootout, Brady. 591 yards for Arkansas State, 452 for Texas State. So, a Fun Belt shootout for teams that are off very much disappointing seasons. Texas State 1-9, Arkansas State 3-5. Arkansas State currently -2.5 in the in-game at BetMGM, +$1.40, total 86.5, but juiced to the under at -$2.
Wes, I'm not sure if this one has gone final yet. I'm still showing a minute left in the ball game, and that is Georgia Southern taking on Army. Army closed as a 3.5-point favorite, and how about this total? Just 38.5. Right now, already 56 points on the board as Army leads Georgia Southern 28-27. And again, I'm showing just a minute left in this ball game.
Yeah, Georgia Southern in their own territory. Shea Wirtz hurt their starting quarterback, can't really throw. Army wasn't able to run out the clock. I'm watching this with vested interest at Georgia Southern +4.5. So you're hoping to avoid the turnover here, but just 31 seconds left to go. Army leading 28-27. Georgia Southern right now on their own 40. So they don't have any timeouts, 30 seconds left to go. So Georgia Southern, the target line basically is to get down to about the bin between the 30 and the 35 to kick a field goal. So spiking the football there to stop the clock. So it'll be 2nd and 10 on their own 40. So Georgia Southern's going to need probably here at least about 30 yards to get in the field goal range.
Wes, how about the 16.5 or 17 points that the Fighting Illini of Illinois were catching at Nebraska today? Did you bet on Illinois? If you did, you're happy as they're out in front 41-17 over the Cornhuskers right now with about 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, this was one of the early ones I'm going to get wrong here. I thought maybe Nebraska beating Penn State, changing quarterback, that they got the monkey off their back a little bit, but black shirts have absolutely been a no-show. Nebraska wearing the old black shirts. When they were called the black shirts, they had a really good defense. Those were during the Tom Osborne years in the 80s and 90s. Not so much today. Illinois, 456 yards, 41 points on the board. Brandon Peters, their starting quarterback, did return today, but money went on Nebraska, and all the money was wrong because the Illini are going to get two wins in a row. They did win at Rutgers last weekend, and now going to win at Nebraska, 41-17. Just 10 minutes left to go as Husker Nation going to be looking for answers yet again as another disappointing start for a team in the Scott Frost era in Lincoln.
How about the Pirates of East Carolina? They're a road favorite at Temple today, laying 4.5 with a total of 54, and no sign of the Owls at all as they're trailing 28-3 just underway in the fourth quarter there. And East Carolina in game is a 27.5 point favorite now.
Yeah, this got bet up. Temple was a small favorite, and then the news that Anthony Russo, their starting quarterback at Temple, was not going to go obviously predicated a decent sized move to East Carolina. 3.5. And then with the late breaking COVID news that we discussed on the earlier program on Betting Across America, closes East Carolina -7 and 28-3, fourth quarter just beginning in Philadelphia, East Carolina on top.
A couple games that kicked off at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern were Florida International, Western Kentucky, and also Rice at North Texas. Florida International closed as a 7.5 point underdog, and they're out in front right now, West 13-3.
The battle of the former Maryland transfer quarterbacks here in this Sun Belt game. Max Bortenschlager, former Maryland quarterback starting for FIU. Tyrell Pigram on the other side starting for Western Kentucky. And so far, Bortenschlager and FIU getting the better of the matchup. 13-3 here late in the first half, about 4 minutes left to go. This was one I took the under. It was a very low total at 43. So far, just 16 on the board. But if you look at the offensive numbers, just 106 total yards for FIU on 25 total plays, 121 for Western Kentucky on 30 plays. So obviously those averages are way down here. So, but to get an under in college football, you're going to need a little bit of luck, especially with a low total like this. But I thought the under was the right play. The offensive numbers certainly are indicating that. But 13-3 right now, FIU late in the first half at Western Kentucky.
Well, this one is certainly on an under pace, and that is Rice at North Texas. The Rice Owls doing better than the Temple Owls, 10-7. Right now, they lead North Texas. Just 3 minutes left in the second quarter, Wes, and this was a total that prior to kickoff was in the neighborhood of 65.
Yeah, Rice is really dominating the game. Have outgained North Texas by over 100 yards here late in the first half, but two turnovers have kept the Mean Green alive. Currently 10-7 Owls.
Let's take a look at some of the games that are about to kick off in just about 15 minutes from now. Pac-12 action up in Eugene, Oregon, where the Ducks are hosting UCLA. And of course, we've seen all the line movement here with DTR. Our friend out of Bishop Gorman will not get the start for the UCLA Bruins at quarterback. And this moves to Oregon as an 18 or 18.5 point favorite now over UCLA. The total at 61.5. Any opinion here, Wes? Did you stay out of this one with the news that Dorian and Thompson Robinson would not be at quarterback for the Bruins?
I laid 13.5 earlier in the week, before the news came out, just because I looked at Oregon. They're -5 in turnover margin, yet they've easily covered and won their first two games. Balanced offense, new offensive coordinator Joe Moorhead, who was the head man at Mississippi State before he was dismissed in last December. But 270 yards passing they're averaging and 269 yards rushing they're averaging. So a balanced offense for Oregon, but I may end up buying out of this now that this is 18, or maybe not really buying out, but perhaps trying to middle here. You certainly have that opportunity if you're wanting to look at the UCLA side, if you're in on a good number on the Oregon side. A quick score update here. It's interesting now in Columbus, Brady. Pass interference on Ohio State, that penalty has declined. Indiana is in the end zone. Ty Freifogel, his third touchdown of the game, 42-34. Still 10 minutes left to go in the horseshoe, but Indiana, they're fighting, Brady, and as an alum, I'm very proud to see this team fight. They're outmanned talent-wise, obviously we know that, but they're not giving up. They came to play 60 minutes, and that's what they're delivering at least this afternoon.
And the extra point is good. Now 42-35, Indiana trails Ohio State at the horseshoe by just a touchdown. Coming up again, 12:30 Pacific, 3:30 Eastern, will be another Big Ten contest, and that's Iowa at Penn State. And we talked about the line movement in Arkansas and LSU. A lot of line movement in this one as well, Wes. Earlier this morning, Penn State was as high as a 2.5 point favorite. Now we're back down to pick 'em here at BetMGM.
Yeah, we are. And some news that I covered at the end of Betting Across America, looks like Will Levis is going to get the start at quarterback for Penn State. It had been Sean Clifford. He was pulled last week at Nebraska. Will Levis did rally them to get them competitive, but they were stopped on fourth and goal. So they lost at Nebraska 30-23. Iowa has lost five straight in the series to Penn State. So if ever there's a year they're going to get Penn State, it would be right now with an 0-4 start from the Nittany Lions. But James Franklin going to make the change to Will Levis. I kind of understand it because Sean Clifford's had the turnover problems. I think Sean Clifford's still a good quarterback, but I think this team, you got to wonder where its mental state is right now, because they had such high hopes of the season, losing that overtime game at Indiana to open the season, then having Ohio State come in and beat you. So now, with Penn State, all you really got left is to play for pride and maybe some kind of a minor bowl, depending on how many bowls are going to be played here in the season. That's going to determine who gets selected. But I leaned Penn State here. I ended up staying out of the game. Now you're seeing pick'em in the market, even Penn State -1 at some places. So this might be an in-game type of look for me, because I didn't know what to do with it, because it's a buy low spot on Penn State, but all of a sudden Iowa's won two in a row. So maybe some life in the Hawkeyes. One final one to report. Army 28, Georgia Southern 27. Army gets the win. Georgia Southern gets the money, is about 3.5, 4-point underdogs. And the game goes well over the total of the closing number of 38.5.
I'm really interested in this one, Wes, and that is number 7, Cincinnati, taking on Central Florida. This one will go down in Orlando. Cincinnati has moved all the way down to just a 4-point favorite now. They were laying as many as 6 or 7 points earlier in the week. So the money coming in for the Knights of Central Florida. And this is number 1 offense versus number 1 defense. You and I have been here inside the green zone for many weeks in a row watching this Cincinnati team make its run. They have been absolutely impressive.
Yeah, they have. I'm not sure how to feel about it. I know I've got the better of the number. I did take UCF +6. I just thought that Cincinnati was priced at the top of the market here, but they've been a little bit of a popular underdog over the weekend, which really surprises me, because considering Cincinnati, look, they're outside of the college football playoff picture, outside looking in at this point, but they're not that far outside of it. So they could have some things happen where some teams lose, including if this team in Columbus, who leads by 7 now with 10.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, finds a way to drop this game to Indiana. You never know. Cincinnati could be there, yet they're getting bet against in the market. 4-point favorites now at UCF. And Cincinnati, look, they've steamrolled the competition in the American Athletic Conference, but they're going against the best offense in the country. It's a step up in class for their defensive unit. Also a step up in class for UCF's offensive unit to have to go against this Cincinnati defense that is absolutely for real. But I did take the Knights +6 in this one, and I leaned to the over as well. I think maybe a slow start, and then maybe you can end game it as the scoring gets easier later in the game.
Well, you and I are on the same side. I took 6 with UCF as well, and I've seen very well-respected opinions on both sides of the fence here, Wes. If you look at the VSiN newsletter that comes out to subscribers every day of the week, you'll see Preston Johnson likes the Central Florida side, Chuck Edel and my friend Dan Saley both like the Cincinnati side, and those are three guys I definitely respect their opinions in college football.
Yeah, absolutely. So that makes me feel a little better. I was feeling skittish about that +6, but with that information you gave me, Brady, feeling just a little bit better. Coastal Carolina's, by the way, in the end zone. 2:24 left to go, 27-23. Spread very much in play, and we'll have to get you that update on the other side.
That kind of information that you can find in the daily VSiN newsletter. We'll come back and preview a couple more 12:30 starts when we return in the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. With exciting college and pro football action every week, it's time to get into BetMGM Sports Nevada, the premier sports betting app. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. In addition, VSiN is reporting live from right here, the Mandalay Bay, every weekend to bring you the analysis of the best matchups. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. It is the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. Brady Cannon live with you from the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. Wes Reynolds back at the VSiN studios covering a college football Saturday. And while we're at commercial, Wes, a big eruption from the crowd here at the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. The LSU Tigers into the end zone with just about 4 minutes left in that ball game, and they take the lead over Arkansas.
Yeah, and a couple lead changes here, both involving teams from the state of Arkansas. And Arkansas State into the end zone against Texas State. 1:43 left to go now, 45-41. Texas State, I'm looking over at the monitor, 21 seconds left on the clock to try to make another comeback here. So they take the lead. Coastal Carolina looks like they have a stop of Appalachian State. 1:25 left to go, 27-23. And spread was obviously in play. This was 4.5, 5 early in the week. Money came for App State. Coastal Carolina closed, I believe, 3 minus $1.20 here at BetMGM. So the number mattered here in this game very much. So Coastal Carolina looks like, and they don't have the stop yet, 4th and 22. So Appalachian State's going to have one last crack at it. Otherwise, Coastal Carolina is going to get the win, go to 8-0, and win really the battle of Sun Belt East supremacy between these two teams.
No change in Indiana and Ohio State. Still the Buckeyes out in front, 42-35, just about 6 minutes left in this ball game. The point spread has been taken down from the live wagering menu, but the total, Wes, 84.5. This total closed at 66. We're 24.5 points above that now in the in-game market.
Yeah, absolutely. So Ohio State is going to have, though, a first and goal here. Indiana has cut it to 7, as you mentioned, Brady, but actually going to be 3rd and 4 from the 10-yard line. Timeout on the field here with 6:10 left to go. Indiana, as an alum, my kingdom for a turnover here for the Hoosiers to see if they can get back and tie this up. Final score, by the way, in Nashville. Florida gets the win, not the cover, though. Spread never in doubt if you took the Vanderbilt Commodores, 38-17. Gators, your final winner over Vanderbilt.
And the charge here for Kyle Trask to win the Heisman Trophy continues. You know, I have vested interest there, of course, Mr. Reynolds, as you do with your Indiana Hoosiers. But Trask, 3 touchdowns through the air today and well over 300-yard passing. A very efficient day for a Gators team that started out a little slow and had a scare there, but was able to hang on. Again, 38-17, your final there, Florida over Vanderbilt. Let's take a look at a couple more games that'll kick off here just momentarily. I want to talk about Wisconsin and Northwestern. I think this is a very interesting Big Ten contest, Wes. Wisconsin laying 7.5 points and a total of 44. Did you do anything with this one?
I have not yet, Brady. And before I get into that, we have a potential bad beat alert if you're on Appalachian State. 4th and 22, pick 6 for Coastal Carolina now, 33-23. First time they've been ahead of the number all day down there in Conway. 1:20 left to go. So that'll be appearing on the bad beat segments on the various gambling programs, including right here on VSiN this week, should this score hold. I lean to Northwestern in the matchup, Brady, just because two good defenses. You're always going to value the points in what could be a low-scoring game. I think this is going to be a lower-scoring game. I'm not sure yet how good Wisconsin is. They were better than I thought, though, because they absolutely destroyed Michigan last week. But, you know, Northwestern has not been able to run the ball really very effectively this year, averaging a little less than 3 yards a carry. So Northwestern is going to have to make plays in the passing game, and I'm not sure they haven't been able to do much as of yet. And we do have a stop, by the way, in the Ohio State game. Fourth and one, Fields rolls out, incomplete. Indiana going to get the football, down 7, 4:39 left to go. So under would be my lean here in Wisconsin-Northwestern, but this might be an end game for me.
Yeah, I did not play the game, but I'm with you. I lean towards the Wildcats of Northwestern catching the points as well. And I knew you'd see that Indiana stop. This game is not over yet in the horseshoe. 4 minutes and 39 seconds left. Indiana trailing by a touchdown. We'll be back inside the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. With so many games every weekend, VSiN is here to help you keep up with the latest lines and smart bets. And now you can get an amazing holiday deal with 25% off an annual subscription. Bet with confidence every weekend using all the tools we have to offer. 24/7 video streaming, point spread weekly, daily email updates with best bets from every show host and guest, 20% off items in the VSiN store, plus every betting guide we create, including the College Hoops Guide, which is coming out later this month. It's the gift that keeps giving year-round. Start improving your sports betting IQ today by visiting vsin.com/subscribe and save 25%. That's vsin.com/subscribe. Welcome back to the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you on a college football Saturday. I'm live from the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. And Wes, your Indiana Hoosiers, they got that stop when Ohio State went for it on fourth and one, backed up deep in their own territory on third and 10. The quarterback was sacked. They were forced to punt, and now Ohio State gets the ball back on offense, facing a second and 6 from about their own 35-yard line with about 2.5 minutes left to go. Ohio State leading by a touchdown.
Yeah, 3 timeouts for Indiana, so really forced to punt on a fourth and long in your own territory. Second and 6 for the Buckeyes, as that was not ruled out of bounds. Clock running. Obviously, the Buckeyes going to take every last second they can off the play clock, and stopped here. So third down, there will be a timeout called at the 40. Looks like that was about a 2-yard gain. So Ohio State's going to have third and 4 here. 2:25 left to go. Indiana taking another timeout, trailing by 7, 42-35 in Columbus.
Wes, let's talk about a couple more of the 12:30, 3:30 starts. They may have just kicked off, and that's the Cal Bears in Corvallis to take on Oregon State. And the Beavers have been seeing the money here. Cal closed as just a 1-point favorite at BetMGM, and that comes off of the loss they suffered at UCLA last Sunday for the Bears.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do with this one, and I inevitably passed on the game. Look, what you saw out of Cal last week makes it very hard to bet on, albeit that they only had 36 hours to prepare. Well, UCLA also had the same time frame and certainly didn't have any trouble with Cal, who's had some COVID-19 issues. The Golden Bears were kind of a team that I really liked as a dark horse going in to the Pac-12 at the start of the season. That is now gone completely by the wayside. But the Beavs haven't really looked good in their first two games. They've been outplayed twice and are 0-2, even though that game was very competitive at Washington last week. So this was one that I'm going to take a pass on and see if I can gather anything going forward with these two teams, as Ohio State currently lines up for a 3rd and 4, and they will have the first down. So one timeout left for Indiana, but that may have just sealed it for the Buckeyes.
Wisconsin and Northwestern are underway. The Badgers start on offense from their own 20-yard line. Just underway, 14 minutes and 48 seconds left to go in the first quarter. They are scoreless. Again, Wisconsin starts on offense first. I think this is an interesting game in the Mountain West, Wes, and that is San Diego State taking on Nevada up in Reno. And the Aztecs, a road favorite here, closed at 1.5 at BetMGM with a total of 46.5.
Yeah, an in-game for me. I didn't really I kind of like both of these teams. And I think the number is probably right either way. San Diego State's already taken a loss, of course, upset by San Jose State. A very big opportunity. I'm wondering how nervous maybe these guys are going to be, even though there's no spectators. A Mountain West game isn't usually in the 3:30 Eastern window on CBS and doesn't have Brad Nessler and Gary Danielson covering it. So it's very rare that you see these guys on network television. So maybe a little bit of nerves early for both of these two teams. Biggest exposure they're going to get with the SEC cancellations. So that gets moved to the big network here. So maybe a slow start offensively and then gradually goes forward throughout the game. But San Diego State, look, you know what they like to do. They like to run the ball and they like to play good defense. Even with Rocky Long retiring, Brady Hoke certainly has kept up that mantra in his second act at San Diego State.
Northwestern holds on 3rd and 10, dropping Wisconsin for a loss, and the Badgers will be forced to punt. Central Florida starts with the ball first on offense in their matchup with Houston. Under 14 minutes left to go on that one, still no score. And again, Central Florida now facing a third down. Let's take a look real quick at some of the 1 o'clock Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern starts, Wes, and we have Virginia Tech at Pittsburgh. You and I both like to bet on the Panthers as an underdog, and that's what they are here. They've seen a little money. They were catching 3.5 points last night. Now the Hokies favored by 3 with a total of 54.
And one quick final score to update. Texas State scores a touchdown, 47-45. Lost the lead and then comes back. So they get the outright win as underdogs and now 2-9 on the season. But a nice win for Texas State. But back to the Virginia Tech-Pittsburgh game. I mentioned this on Betting Across America. 16 players out for Pittsburgh due to COVID-19, including 7 starters. They were not identified nor necessarily released by the program. But this is one I bet earlier in the week. I did bet on under 54.5. It's going to close 52.5. Most spots, more than likely, still about 20 minutes before kickoff. But Virginia Tech, they were, I think, 3-point favorites this morning. Now all the way up to 6.5 at BetMGM, obviously with the COVID-19 news. So you're probably late to the party if you're betting the Hokies here in the spot. But this was interesting because I kind of like the under because I saw a report that they're going to have a mask requirement for players, which are not really seen anywhere else. This is the first game I know of to really have a mask requirement. And I thought perhaps that that could help the under, Brady, because it's going to be hard to hear signals. Even with empty stands and not many, if at all, spectators at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, it's still going to be hard to decipher. Look, we've had to do this show, and you have to do this show wearing a mask with the mask mandates in the casinos out here in Las Vegas, and sometimes the speech can get very muffled. I can't imagine how it's going to be in a football field with a lot of noise and 11-on-11. What that's going to be like in terms of the sound. So I thought that was going to benefit the under here as UCF strikes first against Cincinnati. They are in the end zone. 12:44 left to go in the first. UCF about to go up 7-0.
Yeah, 6-0 right now in favor of the UCF Knights. Extra point on the way. Again, 12 minutes and 44 seconds left in the first quarter there. And also, Wes, one more game that'll kick off at the top of the hour that I think is interesting. We've seen a big line move this morning, and that is Kansas State at Iowa State. Just last night, Kansas State was catching 11.5. Now they're getting 13.5. Just a couple of seconds left here before the break. Any opinion on this one?
I agree with the move, but at this point, that number's awful big. Kansas State finds a way to get there as double-digit underdogs very routinely, 19-9 since 2006. So I think the number's right, but I'm going to stay out of it.
Yeah, I did not get involved in this one either. I like this Kansas State team. We'll see if they show up today. When we come back, we'll preview some NFL before Sunday. So get your bets down for NFL Sunday and keep it here inside the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. We'll be right back on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We'll be right back.
BetMGM customers have a chance to win $100 when they place a $1 wager on any pro football team to score a touchdown. Sign up and use the bonus code VSIN100 to take advantage of this offer. Get ready for showtime. Download the app today and use the promo code VSIN100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on any pro football team to score a touchdown. This is a new customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Nevada, Tennessee, and West Virginia only. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia. In Tennessee, call or text the red line, 800-889-9789. And in Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Promotional offer is not available in Nevada. Welcome back to the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. Brady Cannon live from the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. Wes Reynolds back at the VSIN studios at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa on a college football Saturday. And Wes, your Indiana Hoosiers, they were given one last chance, and this may be the final chance, as just 9 seconds remain in this ball game. They're at their own 38-yard line, trailing Ohio State by a touchdown, facing third and 10.
Yeah, now is the time to run the annexation of Puerto Rico or whatever trick play you have in the offense here. Just one left to go. Indiana at its own, just inside its own 40. So essentially going to have one play, maybe two if they decide to go with the short route. That is going to be a false start, it looks like, on Indiana. Or maybe we have a timeout called by Ohio State, that being their last timeout to get their defense set up. So 9 seconds left to go. Buckeyes leading 42-35. We do have a score in the Northwestern game. Ramsey to Mangieri for a touchdown. So Wildcats going to take the lead early on Wisconsin. Much was made here of the Big Ten East matchup between Indiana and Ohio State that likely determines who's going to be in that Big Ten championship on December 19th. Meanwhile, this is for the leader in the clubhouse in the Big Ten West, who's going to favor the or face the winner, more than likely Ohio State, in that Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis. And so far, Northwestern strikes first here, 6-0 leading the Badgers.
And Cincinnati now has the ball on offense, trailing Central Florida 7-0. Cincinnati remains a favorite in the ball game in the in-game wagering of 4.5 points. Wes, I promised we would get to some NFL previews. Let's take a look at those now. And we'll start with the Eagles going to Cleveland to take on the Cleveland Browns. The last couple weeks in a row in Cleveland, we've seen heavy wins really keep these games very low scoring. We saw the Raiders win that ball game 16-6. Last week it was 10-7. Of course, Nick Chubb going out at the 1 yard line and avoiding that potential score there. But the wind and the weather has really kept the scoring down in Cleveland. A total here 47.5, and the Philadelphia Eagles are a 2.5 point underdog in this one. Wes, it's been coming down really all week. Philadelphia saw the money last week against the Giants. That did not work out. What do you think this time around, as the birds see the money again?
Yeah, I took the Eagles at 3.5 here. And last week, everybody, of course, bet the Eagles against the Giants based on the fact that Philly was finally getting healthy, health being a relative term with the Philadelphia Eagles this year. But they got a lot of those guys back. But hey, it was their first game back. So sometimes it takes you a game to get used to playing again. And now is where I think you come in on the Eagles. They didn't get it done for you last week. So when teams don't get it done for you, bettors don't always like to go back for seconds. This is when I would go back, though, on the Philadelphia Eagles here. Now at 2.5, probably more into teaser territory here, but I got a good number here on the Philadelphia Eagles, and very happy with it at 3.5. I think it's the right side. Cincinnati, by the way, does get a field goal here on its first drive. 10-10 left to go. Golden Knights of UCF, or the Knights of UCF, leading 7-3. Final in Columbus, Indiana was forced to try some laterals. Did not work out, but nevertheless, they do cover as 3 touchdown underdogs. Ohio State, though, gets the win and a scare. 42-35 over Indiana, your final score in Columbus.
Wes, you know what? I'm going to disagree with you on the Philadelphia Cleveland game. And I agree with you. 3.5 is a very good number. I made this number 5.5 and I saw it last week. You know, I like the Giants against the Eagles last week, and I saw all that money come in on Philadelphia, and I'm seeing it again this week. It feels like they are the wise guy darling this year, the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't think Cleveland is that bad of a team. And I count the Nick Chubb touchdown. I mean, you know, that was just cosmetic, really, as far as the score, what the actual score could have been. So they really, you know, in theory, cover that game against the Texans as well. And I'm not great guns about the Cleveland Browns. I think they're a decent team. The loss of Myles Garrett to injury is certainly a big deal. But I don't think this Philadelphia team is very good at all. This is more of a bet against Philadelphia for me. And again, like I say, I made the line 5.5. I did bet Cleveland -3. I didn't feel comfortable, you know, betting it with the hook at 3.5. I like your number there as far as being on the underdog, but I did bet the Browns at 3.
Right, and look, I this is not really necessarily a play against Cleveland. It's more on the spot for Philadelphia, because this is a team that I've been against, and I felt that they were overrated all year, even before the injuries came in, and of course, 3-7 against the spread this year. But they are as healthy as they've been all season. Because from the get-go, they had a ton of injuries. I think at one point on the two deep, or on the in terms of the starters, 11 on both sides, they had only had two starters that had played every game. One was the quarterback in Carson Wentz, and one was the center in Peters. So now they're getting some guys back. Wentz at least has some weapons back at receiver. They've been playing really shorthanded. And now all of a sudden, I think you got to look at the Eagles, even though they're the division leader, the team that's been playing the best in the NFC East, and even before they won last week, was the New York Giants. They're playing the best football right now, and they proved it. And I took them last week, too, when that number went up a little bit before kickoff and took 5 at the Giants, and they get the outright win. But now, you know, I'm more of a spot player than I am necessarily a power rating player. And the spot to me says that the Eagles could be very live here.
I am not a big fan of the quarterback and coach on the Cleveland side, but probably even similarly with Philadelphia. Not a big fan of their quarterback and coach either. You know, Peterson just hasn't been the same ever since your guy Frank Reich left. And Carson Wentz, we keep waiting for him to be that MVP-looking quarterback that we saw before he went injured in their Super Bowl year, and it really has never come about. Let's move on to the Falcons and the Saints. Speaking of injury, Drew Brees will not start for the New Orleans Saints. It'll be Taysom Hill in his place as they host the Atlanta Falcons. We saw this number as high as 5 earlier in the week, and it's come down now to 4. It was lower at 3.5, but some money now coming back on New Orleans on Saturday.
Yeah, and this was adjusted, I think down to 5 was the adjustment when they thought that Jameis Winston was going to get the start. And then the news that Taysom Hill was going to start, this went down to 3 and up to 3.5. And it's not surprising that Taysom Hill is getting the start. We know that Sean Payton, they've paid him to stay around, and they basically used him as a decoy. So I think Sean Payton, look, they only have committed to Jameis Winston 1 year. So, you know, this was just a 1-year deal, and then he's probably going to try to catch on somewhere else and compete for the starting job. They've signed Taysom Hill to take over eventually for Drew Brees, and I know that seems funny to people, considering that they've used Taysom Hill about every which way on offense, in terms of as a runner or in wildcat or as a receiver, as a tight end, you know, everywhere but really starting quarterback when you're behind a Hall of Famer in Drew Brees. So this was one that kept me out of it. If Brees was going to go, because I thought the Saints kind of got a lucky cover last week against the 49ers, and that roughing the passer, or he landed on the guy, was really what turned the game at the end of the first half. But so I wanted to bet Atlanta in the spot, but I wanted it at +7, assuming Drew Brees was going to be healthy. So now, with all the fluctuation at quarterback, that's probably keeping me out of this one. And we do have a turnover here in Wisconsin, Northwestern. Wisconsin fumbles in their own territory. Northwestern going to take over at about the Wisconsin 36-yard line, already up 7-0, 8:53 left to go in the first quarter.
I tell you what, Wes, it looks like they're going to go up 14-0 on the first play from scrimmage after the fumble recovery. Northwestern goes deep, and that is a 37-yard wow. touchdown pass and catch for the Wildcats. 13-0, they lead Wisconsin with the extra point on the way. A great start in Evanston for the Wildcats. No change between Cincinnati and UCF, still 7-3 in favor of the Knights. UCF currently on offense, facing a 3rd-and-5 in their own territory. Let's get to the Patriots and the Texans real quick. I made the Patriots a two or two and a half point favorite in this game. I wasn't quick enough as the Texans opened up a 2-point favorite. And then by the time I had figured everything out, what I was going to bet, the market caught up with me. And now, sure enough, New England is a 2 or 2.5 point favorite. Got down to 1.5 in some spots, but pretty much a consensus 2 across the board now, Wes.
Yeah, and I was on New England in the Sunday night game against Baltimore just on the spot, but now role reversal here in terms of going back to being a road favorite. The Texans, I mean, they did cover last week at Cleveland, probably a fortunate cover. Of course, Nick Chubb stepping out at the 1-yard line could have cashed those tickets for all the Cleveland backers and won on all numbers, but Houston, I think maybe they're just kind of playing out the string here. J.J. Watt's already said he's probably going to be looking to be elsewhere. They're going to have a new coach. They obviously have a new general manager there. They've changed a lot of not only player personnel, but front office personnel. I mean, even changing their award-winning PR rep in Houston. So just a lot of changes going on. And this is a team that you worry about if you're going to bet if they're going to kind of quit on the season a little bit. So I don't want any part of Houston, but this is kind of a dead spot for New England. So I have not bet this one as of yet.
Yeah, you know, I missed the number. I'm going to stay away from this game as well. And I agree with everything you said there about Houston. By the way, no touchdown for Northwestern. The receiver did step out of bounds at the 1-yard line. They have a 2nd-and-goal situation now in Evanston. When we come back, we'll talk with Jeff Stoneback from MGM Resorts. It is the Green Zone presented by BetMGM right here on VSiN.